This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
I just think his upside is tremendous, and I know a lot of people talking about, well, let's lose and get the draft pick so we can get in the Cooper Flag sweepstakes. Guess what, guys? You already got Cooper Flag.
Mullion Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Boy, I got to get up. I got to get up and get to work. This is the song that is on my alarm. Thank you for that.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Isn't that weird? Seriously, I hear it on the radio and I'm like, oh, got to go.
Didn't know what you're referring to.
No, I was.
That's good to know. You're here.
I mentioned that.
Relax. Wide awake.
I feel like I may have already arrived. But who's going to arrive? That's what we've been talking about. Who are the, you know, Dustin's right. That is a good question to go through once again. Who is the biggest star in Chicago? Who's going to be the biggest star in Chicago?
Those are two different things.
But, those are interesting things. Because I don't see anyone getting better than Connor Bedard. But apparently Connor Bedard's not getting better.
Well, Connor Bedard had a tough start to the season. And he's come on strong. He's got 22 points his last 21 games. So I think the notion that he has regressed is a little bit flawed.
He's not on Team Canada.
I know he's not.
And I don't know if you've watched.
I not only watched, I
commentated.
Connor Bedard's season has not gone according to plan. He has now drawn some criticism from some pretty big voices in the hockey
universe,
and so you look at that as maybe his star has fallen a little bit, but I think he still has as high of a ceiling as anybody. The problem, though, is that in Chicago, hockey isn't as popular as it used to be, and Connor Bedard's star won't be as bright as some of the other young athletes on other teams, like Matias Pezelis and the Bulls, certainly Caleb Williams and the Bears, the Cubs. The biggest, most accomplished sports star in Chicago has yet to play a game in Chicago in a Cub uniform. That's Kyle Tucker. Kyle Tucker is the biggest star in Chicago sports.
But if we limit it to that question of who's going to be the biggest star in 5 years, where Dustin claimed it would be PCA, and that he's on track. I don't know that he's going to be the biggest star in 5 years. You would think the quarterback might kind of
in 5 years. Caleb Williams will be a bigger star than PCA.
If he isn't, then he's not getting a second contract here.
Exactly.
And then the head coach.
All right. So let's do that again. Then in 5 years,
yes.
Who will be the biggest star in the respective teams in Chicago sports?
Right.
The Bears. It's going to be Caleb Williams.
Okay. I mean, the best player on that team right now, when we talk about endorsements and stuff, probably Jalen Johnson. But there's not a lot of stuff out there for a corner. It's not big star power position.
DJ Moore is also accomplished and out there a little bit.
Yes,
Roma Dunze has the personality to be that guy.
But he hadn't done it yet.
But he's pretty visible, and he was at Super Bowl week for a rookie who did not have the kind of year that he expected to.
No.
So I think Caleb Williams for the Bears. Let's go to the White Sox.
Well,
Colson Montgomery, to me, is the guy that would stand out. But you had a really good counter to that.
Well, I thought Noah Schultz.
Okay.
But he's not there yet. But when I see him, it's like he's this giant left-hand. I mean, basically, the Sox have the big unit on the way, mm-hmm. right? Isn't that kind of the way that you...
A young Randy Johnson.
Yes.
Okay. If he's a young Randy Johnson, he will be an all-star. And he will be a big star.
By all accounts,
yeah.
He's got the kind of stuff that you need to get there. He's a big, strong dude. That's why I say Randy Johnson,
a guy
on the mound who makes you feel small as a human.
Yeah.
You are the better man,
sir. Just as a hitter.
No.
We don't have to get into the human part. And as for the Hawks, we talked about Bedard.
You know, I'm also mentioned this George Wokelaw. These are both two local guys.
George Wokelaw is going to be somebody, if he connects at the plate, he is going to connect with the fan base.
So you're going to have the big unit and Paul Bunyan playing for the White Sox.
That's exciting.
Well.
That's exciting. And with Colson Montgomery at shortstop.
Colson Montgomery, I don't want to diss him.
It's an Indiana thing.
Is that what it is?
It is.
Okay.
It's an Indiana thing.
All right.
He's an Indiana boy.
You got this thing, man.
I don't have a thing. I think you have a thing. I think because he's an Indiana guy, you got him higher on the...
I like that, but Colson Montgomery could be from Mobile, Alabama, and I wouldn't care. He's a prospect that has got potential.
Oh,
he could be...
I'm aware.
From wherever.
I don't know... That this is his year is all I'm kind of saying.
Not his year, but we're talking about the next five.
Yeah. We're talking five. We're
talking about the arc.
Okay.
The trajectory.
I'm going with the pitcher.
Trajectory. Okay. That's fair. So Bedard with the Blackhawks.
Which is a dumb thing to do because every time they have a good pitcher, the guy blows his arm up. Don't bring that up.
The Bulls, is it Matheus Puzelis easily? I don't know.
I
want it to be. I think that Gill, I want him to be right. I want Puzelis to be a star, an all-star, guy that they build around.
Yeah, he's. I'll be curious how he does this weekend and if we feel differently about him come Monday. But he seems a ways away. And I mean, again, he's 20 years old.
Not as complete as you would like him to be yet, shooting the ball. Although his shooting has been better than some people anticipated. His defense... has to improve, and he's got to be better at the pick and roll, as Casey Johnson just pointed out. But he's got the personality, he's got the confidence.
He's got definitely got some confidence.
He could be that guy. He could be the guy. I'm surprised that we're saying that about him this season when they drafted
They got rid of the best player, and then I mentioned Coby White, and you said, well, they may trade him in the offseason. So
they could.
I mean, I'm just saying. Who's he in competition with? How many good young players do they have? They got a lot of them.
Well, you know what, though? The Bulls are so confusing that the only thing I know for sure is that Matheus Puzelis is here for the long haul. I don't know much else about this team and its direction. If I'm overreacting, tell me.
No. It's possible he's the only guy who's here for the long haul.
Yeah. I think he's got a best chance to reach or attain stardom, especially if he pulls out the Michael Jordan jersey this weekend, puts it on, does a dunk in tribute to MJ, and wins the dunk contest and returns to Chicago a bigger star. That would be fun.
Yeah.
That would be fun. What? What's that look?
No. I think all of us, I'm talking about Chicago sports fans, there's a lot of hopes and dreams.
Of course there are.
Wrapped up in
this
stuff.
What else we got, Molly? Reality sucks.
Yeah.
It just right now, it's not great. It's not a great time. All right, let's go to the Cubs. I disagree with Dustin on this one. I think that in 5 years, Kyle Tucker will be a memory.
Yeah, he'll be long gone.
Unfortunately.
I know.
Remember that year Kyle Tucker?
Remember that guy?
Remember when he made him better and he competed for a triple crown and then they let him walk?
Remember when that guy from the Dodgers was here?
Yeah, right. Exactly. Well played. In 5 years, I think Matt Shaw is going to be better than PCA.
See, that is the question I wanted to ask Dustin, because I wonder about that. Given the fact that he did so well with Team USA and the stories that were coming out about him, etc.
He's the one.
Yeah.
He's the one
that
of all these prospects, this pool of talent that we've been waiting for as Cub fans, when they mature, develop, and achieve, Matt Shaw is going to be the brightest star.
What about Owen Casey?
Matt Shaw.
I mean, does that deserve, Molly, if you turn your head to the left, is that a breaking news on the score that David disagrees with my take, brought to you by, I believe, Wildfire Restaurants?
First of all, love Wildfire.
It's so not just because it's your take.
It's like my favorite place.
Just curious, what about free agent to be Mitch Marner? Why couldn't he be the biggest
Mitch
star?
Mitch Marner will be in the conversation.
Oh, okay.
If Mitch Marner comes to the Blackhawks in the summer of 2025, he will be in the conversation for being the biggest star. He will rival Bedard.
Well, no, if you brought him here, then he's obviously bigger than Bedard because he's on Team Canada scoring goals. And Bedard didn't make the cut.
That's
what
a good debate.
What about when LaMelo Ball comes to the Bulls to play with his
You guys got
brother.
This LaMelo Ball fantasy going. I've got to check his contract. I think he's under contract for
– David, again, has a player never been traded when
NBA.
They're under contract?
Why would the Hornets trade him to the Bulls?
Why did Luka get traded to the Lakers? It's about what you need. The league needs.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's the Bulls to get better quickly.
And what about the Bulls, the way that they're being run, that makes you think that they can pull off a bold trade like that?
Right. No, there's not much.
I mean, no, okay. Come on.
That's fair.
Come on.
Could trade Matas Buzelis.
He's untouchable. He's the first untouchable Bull since Mike.
No, he's not. He's not in that status yet. I just don't see them being that aggressive. I just don't have a lot of faith that – they're going to pull off.
Okay, let me ask you this:
a Ball brother reunion.
That's a good one. I like that idea. That sounds like a party we should just throw.
Mitch Marner has a better chance of being in Chicago than LaMelo Ball.
Okay.
Easily, Mitch Marner. All it's going to take is money. Utah. There's a rumor at this tournament in Montreal that Utah is already setting aside money to make a run at Mitch Marner this offseason. So the Blackhawks...
So as much as you found him scoring while exhausted to be...
Marner looks tired. Oh, he looks tired. Oh, he's got the puck. Oh, my gosh. Here he goes. Oh, he scored. Oh, he won. Was that SiriusXM?
That was your... No, that was...
Was that me?
You.
That was me.
That was your impersonation...
I thought that was SiriusXM.
...of you telling your son what was going on in the game.
I had to.
Was that live or was that Memorex?
Yeah.
That was last night.
You know, if we put some of that, like, kind of... skating noise, crowd kind of stuff behind it, that would be indistinguishable from NHL.
I want into this play-by-play rotation.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you have for some time.
The sports.
Do you want to do play-by-play or do you want to be a color commentator?
What's the sport?
In baseball. This case,
baseball, more color commentary. Yeah,
I think remember.
Because I was going to say, maybe we could get you to do like an inning remotely for, you know, Cubs, Dodgers from Japan when they bring in all the starting pitchers or the openers or anything else.
We could invite the public to take part.
Justin Steele now replacing Shota Imanaga. Justin Steele looks a little tired from the flight.
For all you young kids out there, go through mom's purse and try to find a 20 and send it to 180 North Stetson.
I did have a lot of fun. I did do a fifth inning and with Zach when I was filling in at a pre and post game a couple summers ago. That was a lot of fun.
Oh, you did color in that game?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
You did. We, you guys did. We played it.
Did we? Why doesn't it stand out?
You guys poked some fun because it wasn't great.
Where was Coombe? I mean, did he just give up the chair so you could have some fun?
I don't think Coombe was there that day.
He went and had ice cream with Pat.
And it was Pat Hughes, I think, that invited me down there and...
Wow. So
take a chair. And I sat next. Yeah, it was fun. I remember that vaguely. I remember.
For all you young kids out there.
But baseball.
Here's how gambling works.
Yeah.
Vegas Hall. Stop by the.
I had quite the parlay last night, though. Speaking of that, I had quite the parlay on the hockey game.
Here we go.
Vegas Hall.
No.
Vegas Hall.
They create some really fun. Fun
parlays
for you. I had Canada winning and anytime goal from Crosby, McDavid, and McKinnon. Now, I only put like $10 on it, but it would have paid like $300.
Nice.
And that's the kind of thing you do just for fun.
And it didn't pay.
It didn't pay.
How could you not have future Blackhawk? Future
Mitch
free
Marner?
Agent Mitch Marner scoring the game winner.
Next time they play, I'll be betting.
Are they back on the ice? Is that Saturday the Canadians are back
on the
ice?
Saturday. Yes. Tonight's U.S. Yes. Tonight's U.S.
Are you going to lay the 345?
In Boston. So it's, you know, in America. North America.
I am not sure what I'm betting on tonight, but I definitely will be betting on tonight.
Over under six pucks?
I take the over.
Bedard with the game winner?
He's not in it.
Oh, damn it.
Stop with that.
Why do you keep bringing that up? I wish there were more Blackhawks in it. How about Tavo for an anytime goal?
If anyone's going to score for Finland, it might be him.
I thought you were going to say for the Blackhawks, it might be him. Because he's the only Blackhawk in the tournament.
I know. Rub it in.
No, I'm bummed by that. I like to watch the local guys. Mm-hmm. I like to see guys that are on. It makes you feel better about your team when one of your players is standing out on the world
US
stage.
U.S. team is stacked. A lot of talent. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Are they better or as good as Canada?
I think they're probably better.
Really?
I was told that they're probably deeper.
Wow.
So
Canada is just like another state compared to the U.S. national team.
We're not going there. We're not going there. Let's go back to the Cubs. Matt Shaw over PCA. I think Matt Shaw's got to be that kind of show that kind of potential. Now that the Bregman thing is gone, I'm going to start to look at Matt Shaw the way that other Cub fans have been looking at Matt Shaw, as like now the guy whose time is here.
So it took the signing of Bregman to turn you into a Matt Shaw guy.
I was a Matt Shaw guy. Remember when we interviewed him? He was very good. That was before the convention?
CubsCon.
Yeah, okay. He was very, very good. I've liked him all along.
Yep.
I just thought he might need a little bit more seasoning, a little bit more. He's only had 35 games at AAA. But if the future is now, then we've got to embrace that idea.
So as long as he's now going to play, he's better than PCA.
Yes. Well, I would have said that anyway. I think I would have said that because
I thought you loved PCA.
I do love PCA. I do. I really do. But I can like both players and project one to be slightly better than the other in 5 years.
Who's your favorite Cub right now?
Well, see, that's when they traded Bellinger. That's Nico Horner. Nico Horner is my favorite Cub.
I could have guessed that.
Yeah.
Kyle Tucker is my favorite Cub. I bet my guy does better than your guy this year. And any amount of money, and I'll give you a parlay.
That's a really bad bet for me. I'm not going to bet against Kyle Tucker. That's the most obvious thing on the Cubs.
If I'm offering you a wager, Kyle Tucker, it's always going to be a bad
Kyle
bet.
Kyle Tucker is going to make a run for MVP with the Cubs this year.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think he will.
He's in a contract year. He's staring at a huge, massive deal in free agency, and he's going to be the guy that maximizes his potential.
Is he going to get closer to $500 million or $1 billion in free agency?
Probably closer to $500 million.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
See, I think he could conceivably get over $500 million and that would make him closer to
Soto money, Shohei money. I don't know.
Not quite that high, but pretty high.
I think he's going to be outside of what the Cubs are comfortable spending on a free agent, so I don't think he'll end up being here for more than a year. I would love to be wrong. I would love to be wrong about that.
About him being too much money or him sticking around?
I hope he's not one and done, but yeah. I think that's more realistic to expect. Right. So I'm bracing for
But aren't you counting reality. On him playing like he's one and done?
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Okay. The Cubs... When you take a deep breath and you get over the disappointment of losing Alex Bregman to the Red Sox, you still can rationalize this by saying the Cubs are good enough to win the division and get to the playoffs.
Would you say Matt Shaw for the All-Star game? Now that you're on the Shaw bandwagon.
By opening day, I probably will be
there.
Because
there's no Bregman. By opening day.
By opening day, I probably will be there.
First, let's watch him
play. I love the prospects.
I don't know, a spring training game.
I still don't like having four young-ish players developing in the lineup at the same time.
Well, Bush is kind of in his second year as a regular, right?
And he's 35.
PCA is kind of in his third year, but second year as a regular, and he's 35.
PCA is kind of still unproven,
Amaya's been here a little bit, right? Is he two or three?
He's got to be the catcher he was in the second half more than he was in the first half. But yeah, this is his third year that you've seen him in a Cub uniform.
Yeah. So.
And then Matt Shaw, his first.
He should be able to break through in your third year, right?
One would hope. But we have seen too many examples of guys that you invest that kind of hope in that have been disappointing. So prospects are just that. They're not proven yet. So until they are, you're a little bit cautious. Mm. By opening day, you're less cautious. Optimism takes over. That's what baseball is. That's what baseball does.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees.
Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.